Diaz or Dennis from G Spot Lollipop. Where did you go? It's time to bring you on in, sweetheart. Come on in, Dennis. Have a seat right there in the middle. You are the creator, the designer, the man who made the G Spot Lollipop. Before I get to you, I'm going to go around the room. I am Ginger Lynn. Kelly Shabari sitting right next to me. We've got Stevie in studio. Our special guest today, Lana Turner. And Dennis, now, do you want me to just call you Dennis Lollipop?
You can call me whatever you can. You call me whatever you want.
You have designed one of my top two favorite toys of all time. And this is the G-Spot Lollipop. And I'll tell you why I love this. I have tried anything and everything that's out there that is allegedly meant to make a girl come from her G-spot, to make her squirt. And for me personally, nothing, no toy has ever worked until I tried the G-spot lollipop. Now, if you're watching at home, you should be. It looks like a tiny barbell. Not tiny. It's about, 8 inches long?
It's damn near almost 11 inches long.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Then my man's dick is smaller than I thought. I thought it was like 8, and
But it looks like a baton, like a twirling baton.
Absolutely.
Right? With like two little marbly looking, like this one's pink. It does come in different colors. I see there's like a purple, an orange, and a green, and a red. But the one Ginger has in her hand is pink. And it's got this kind of like bowling ball kind of swirly.
Yes.
You know, solar system diorama kind of thing on both sides. And they are two different sizes, right? So one is smaller, one is bigger. So you can start off with something small and then work your way up.
That's what we suggest for those women out there who haven't really played with a lot of toys. We always start with our small to medium. And you take a look at the barbell itself. The 1.5 inch is still a pretty girthy size.
Is that the smaller end here?
That's
only 1.5 inches?
That's 1.5 inches in diameter.
Yeah, and that's about the size of like a biggish lollipop, and then on the other side is kind of like a jawbreaker size.
We move
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Perfect. We move up to 1.75 inch. So on a double pop, it's our number one selling pop. You have two sizes. You have the 1.5 inch and the 1.75 inch. And when we developed this toy, was to the point where we could make sure that it's hard to concentrate when you guys are doing that. But we want to make sure that once you've mastered one size, you can move up to the next size. So there's no need to buy another G-Spot lollipop. It's been ABN nominated for Best Sex Toy for the Year. It's been nominated for Outstanding Non-Power Product. So by all means, it's a toy. Of course, it's not really supposed to be used the way these women are just demonstrating it. But hey, you know what? To each his own.
I don't know what you're talking about.
How exactly were we demonstrating that there? Were you missing something there?
No, that was actually pretty...
It's a double penetration.
Do what you like what we say. So by all means...
Are you trying to do the pop inside of your arm? Did it work?
No.
Let me see.
And then she hit the microphone. I can hear it.
It's an amazing...
It wasn't bad.
It's an amazing toy that actually is... The simplicity of it makes it even much more wonderful as far as when you try to find out how it really attracts to your vagina and as far as the way your Kegel muscles wrap around it when you have an intensified orgasm.
Right.
And that's what we notice with it and so forth. And it's actually designed different than any other dildo out there. They put us in a dildo category in AVN.
But it's not a dildo.
I don't consider it a dildo, but that's what they nominate us for, best, you know, dildo, best sex.
Because they don't have a category that's specifically for G-spot toys.
And this is unlike any other G-spot toy. There's a rod, there's a bar in the middle, and then each end contains a lollipop looking. Is this what is this made out of?
The balls are actually made of top-rated acrylic. They're non-porous. And then you have U.S. stainless steel, surgical steel, on that as well. So it's a toy that's basically we're proud of to the point that you'll put it in your toy box, you'll use it again and again, but it's not something you're going to, you know, really put to the sideline because it does so many incredible things as far as
but we were and we were just saying that if your kid happens to find it in the nightstand, they'll be like, what is this, mom? And she'll be like, oh, I decided that I wanted to get you to start being in pageants here, you know, twirl this.
In actuality, that's the sweet spot about the G-spot lollipop is that if you don't have the card, the instructions wrapped up and so forth, and that is sitting somewhere, no one's, you know, yeah. no one's going to know what it really is.
Completely it's, discreet. Which like, is it doesn't crazy. Even look like a sex toy at all.
Just so you know what happened in my house. The last time I saw you, Dennis, you came down and you brought me some of your G-Spot lollipops, which I absolutely love and adore. And I had them in my lunchbox. And I brought my bag home, and my housekeeper was there that day. So the next thing I know, I hear Stevie. He's like, "There's Ginger. You need to go look in the candy bowl." My housekeeper had taken out the G-Spot lollipops, saw them in my lunchbox, thought they were. It was Halloween time. Thought they were lollipops.
Oh wow!
And put them in the candy bowl. Now I've got kids coming over to the house, and I'm going no. I had to run and hide them. So it's right, very unassuming.
Because these lollipops do come in three, like they're two different sizes on either end, but they as a whole come in three different sizes. And the little one that Lana's got in her hand, which...
Is that the travel pop?
That's the travel pop. We have three different designs. We have the travel pop, the double pop, and a J-pop. Now, the travel pop is about 7 inches long. Comes in three different ball dimensions. This is our medium 1.75. So it comes in a 1.75 inch and also 2.0 inch, which Whoa. Is pretty big when you take a look at the medium to large double pop.
Yeah
that's like a baby's fit.
How did you determine what size would be best for women? I mean, you're a man, you designed this toy. How did you determine whether you should have the 0.5, the 2.5?
I have this visual in my head of women with their legs up in the air just all in a row just waiting and testing.
Well the thing was is looking at the gourmet lollipops, and I told you off air some of the situations I had when I, was in my 20s. I had a girlfriend who was into putting all kind of stuff in her vagina.
Right.
And so she had
hold on. So when you say all sorts vagina. Of stuff into her vagina.
Right.
What are we talking about? Are we talking about miniature toy cars? No, are we talking about bananas?
It was bananas, cucumbers, carrots, things of that nature.
So you weren't taking her to the ER every other week and going, hey, we got to take stuff out.
Fortunately, that hasn't happened.
I don't want to go to the ER every other week.
But she wanted to try different things. And one day when I came to the apartment, she had laundry on. She was sucking on a lollipop and so forth. And so I decided to might as well try that as well. And the reaction she had to it was pretty amazing. It's kind of sloppy with all the sugar and all that stuff. Yeah. But in general, it gave me the idea, man, maybe I can figure something out. So it took me a while to figure out what I wanted to do and so forth when I invented this toy. And then when we started going through research and having people try the product, we started getting the amazement of not only was it a great toy, but also great for G-spot orgasm and also great as a Kegel exerciser as well.
Right, because that is one thing. The way it comes packaged, it doesn't come in a box. It comes, you see exactly what it is right away. And then... the ball is actually covered in like a cellophane, like a regular lollipop. So when I first came into the studio and I saw it, and I was like, oh, sugar, vagina, not so good, not a good combo.
Exactly.
But then you're like, oh, it's plastic, or it's acrylic.
When you go to the grocery store, you must have all kinds of flashbacks. Reaching for the bananas,
trees.
Reaching for the cucumbers.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't do this without getting turned on.
But I tell you what, I mean, we have each lollipop for every size. We always tell people off top, start with the 1.5 inch. Mm-hmm. Ginger personally likes the medium ball, the 1.75 inch. And then we go to a 2.0 ball, which is in our double pop.
That just seems scary.
And then, like I said, we also have the J-pop as well, which is basically, that was designed for a woman to be able to get off on her own and didn't have a partner. The other toys are more partner play toys. But in essence, Ginger, for a fact, you try the product, you love the product, you like the product. I'd like for you to tell your listeners what you like about the product.
Well, can we show?
I want to demonstrate it. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Now, I'm going to start with a smaller one today, and I'll tell you why.
Is your vagina feeling shy?
My vagina has not had a whole lot of action in the last couple of weeks. I've had a little bit of a
cold. Right, because you've had a cold.
And so I've been recovering, so I didn't want to get my man sick. So being the responsible girl that I am, my vagina, listen, when did I start using
your vag?
You start using your vagina, so we start talking about vaginas.
My cunt has not had a whole lot in lately.
So it's gotten shy, it's kind of like,
it is, so I'm going to start with a little bit smaller. What I love about this is I can do this by myself. I can lie on my back. It slides up. I put it just beyond my G-spot. Now, the G-spot, ladies, for you out there that don't know where it is, it's the little part that feels like little grapes inside of your pussy. If you put your fingers in, you're lying on your back, and you curl your fingers up, you're going to feel an area that's got little ridges to it. That is what where your G-spot is located. The thing about the G-spot lollipop is I put it up just beyond my G-spot. So when I start to pull out, it's hitting my G-spot as it comes out of my pussy. And I have... Now, I don't want to set myself up here because I never know when I'm going to squirt, but it's always worked for me before. So I'm going to lie on the floor and I'm going to demonstrate on my own. And Kelly, if you can talk us through it, Lana, you will be able to see this as well. Have you seen a pussy close-up being masturbated that you were involved
that
with?
That wasn't in porn, like live and in person. Well, you saw a live movie. You saw the donkey show.
I've walked in on things and seen things. I probably should.
Dear Diary, today I walked in on a donkey show. Wasn't planning on it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, before we get started, I do want to share with your listeners, Ginger.
Yes.
First of all, thank you so much. I'm very humbled for the invitation to be on your show.
It's an honor to have you.
First and foremost. Second of all, what I want to do for your listeners only, anybody who's listening to the show, to your podcast, are the only people going to have an opportunity for this. The G-Spot Double Pop is our number one selling pop. Like I told you, it's been nominated ABN Best Sex Toy of the Year.
Double Pop is a straight one.
That's the number one selling pop. Also, was nominated for Outstanding Non-Power Product. What I want to do, the retail price of that is $79.95. Okay?
Totally worth it.
Totally worth it. What I'm going to do is, for your show, we're going to offer it for $59.95 for the next 15 days.
Oh, wonderful.
And what I want people to do for them to get that offer, they got to key in... type in www.gspotlollipop.com/blameitonginger.
All right.
Wow. When they go to www.gspotlollipop.com/blameitonginger, it's going to bring them up to a page. And that page will have that offer for $59.95 plus shipping to get that lollipop to their home at a $20 discount only for your listeners.
Oh, that's absolutely fabulous. So that's www.gspot, that's G-S-P-O-T, lollipop, lollipop.com /blameitonginger, and you can get a $20 discount on. Now, this is the...
The G-Spot Double Pop, we're offering is the 1.5 to 1.75, our small to medium pop.
That's what I have in my hand.
And our Purple Passion, our Pink Passion, our Wild Apple, and our Orange Cream, any one of those colors.
Perfect.
So basically the one that you like the most.
My
right?
favorite.
Your
is
favorite
the one
is yes. the one that's going to be on sale.
All right. Now the heat is on. I'm going to have Joey is on the line with us. I'm going to bring him on in just a second here. Joey's going to tell me a dirty story while I masturbate. And I'm going to count on all of you just to kind of don't make me nervous. Don't make me shy.
I also want to make sure when I was in the green room back there, I was listening to the Shibari wand,
mm-hmm.
and I think the Shibari wand will go hand in hand.
Ooh. Oh yeah,
so to
with
speak,
this G-spot lollipop.
Right. Well, I'm going to do the G-spot lollipop on its own first. Joey's going to tell me a dirty story, and then I'm bringing Kelly in, or Kelly's going to come in and take care of me with the Shibari wand.
I will wait for your signal.
Oh,
or maybe I won't.
You know what? I'm sweating now. I'm nervous. I'm really nervous.
And thank
about
you,
this.
Ladies. You ladies look lovely in a G-Spot Lollipop t-shirts. Totally appreciate you guys wearing that shirt on the show. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We are so glad to have you here.
And when I came in, the first thing I said was, will they fit? Because most places that have like, oh, yeah, we brought some like, promo shirts, like they never fit because like these tits are just too big.
Well, they
and
seem
they
like
and they're the, like nice and clean.
The G is very G. So it's looking great on both of you ladies.
G for great, G for G spot lollipop.
G for I'm glad my boob size is not that size.
Mine's a little G for ginger.
Not that little.
Your boobs aren't that. What size are your boobs? You keep asking me what size mine are, but you never ask what yours are.
They're like a 36C. They're a full C.
Those aren't Cs.
What do you think they are?
A D.
Those are Ds.
These are Ds?
When's the last time you actually went and had your boobs like measured? See, like they're like overflowing.
I would say
my bra is a 36C. So my tits are a 36D. Right. I'm just in the wrong size bra.
No, I used to wear like a
You've got beautiful
40,
tits though. Look at that.
Like Thank a 40D. She's got awesome nipples.
I grew them myself. That's awesome. They're all natural.
After a kid too.
I know, right? After a kid and I breastfed.
Amazing. Oh.
And I did. All right, going to go down with the G-Spot lollipop right now because I just got really, really nervous and I'm sweating.
She's just kind of...
She's still not wearing pants.
You're shaking your titties. You're fine.
Joey, are you there?
Seen her squirt.
Yes, I'm here, Mom.
All right.
Woo-hoo,
now,
Joey.
I'm excited. Yeah, I want to see her squirt. Don't you want to see her squirt?
Are you like a distance?
I'm not going to spray all over the place. No, that's not going to happen.
I didn't know that could happen. Either.
No, that's not going to happen.
Like a sprinkler went off in the room? Like,
were you there with Bonnie Rotten? Bonnie Rotten like squirts. Like she's like a geyser. It's like Old Faithful.
Now, I have done that before. On the average, with the G-Spot lollipop, what I found is I'm usually about a 6 to 8 inch squirter.
Oh, see, I don't even do that. Mine's just splishy-splashy, in the general area.
It just depends. But you know what's really weird is I've got people that I know here now, and I'm going, this is really funny. I don't know if I can do this.
Don't put the microphone. Make sure you put the right thing up.
I'm going to put the microphone next to my face. I'm not going to talk as much. Joey's going to talk me through this. Joey, you still there, baby?
I'm here.
All right, I'm getting down on the floor right now. Hold on. I'm going to keep my microphone here. Oh, there's cords under my ass. Hold on. All right, Joey.
She's now laying on.
I gotta warn you. I'm gonna attack your really dirty side. So
I'm a dirty, dirty girl. You know that. All right, now if I set the microphone down here, can you still hear me?
I can hear.
You can hear me? All right. So give me a second, Joey. I'm gonna insert this into my pussy, and if the sound is a little off, I apologize. Right now,
I'm going to come closer so that I can hold a microphone for you.
All right. What I'm doing now is I am taking the G-Spot lollipop, and I'm not putting it in my pussy. I'm rubbing it down from the top of my clit, down my pussy, down to my asshole, back up. Now, I'm not putting it in my asshole. I'm just rubbing it all over. And I just, okay, now I'm inserting it very, very slowly. It's a round ball, like a lollipop, into my puss. All right, Joey, give me a second. I'm going to start moving it.
I'm all over the place. And I'm going to reach down with one hand.
Okay, hold on. I just squirted all over.
Joey. She just squirted all over the place.
That's like a world record.
Yeah, that was so fucking fast.
Wow.
I don't know if that was the story or the G-Spot lollipop or the combination of the two, but like literally it was, I've never seen anybody come that fast.
That was damn
squirt. Cool. Squirt that fast.
That was hot.
I'm telling you, the G-Spot lollipop, there's something about it with me, and I know I can do it again. I didn't mean to cut you off, Joey, but it feels so fucking good. And the moment you shoved my head down, it was all over. You had me by the throat, and I just came. The thing about it is it's an entirely different orgasm than a clitoral one or a vaginal one. This is a pure G-spot, and there's no doubt when it happens. Did you guys see it?
I saw it, and I'm standing over by your head, you and I saw it.
I was like about 3 feet away, and I not only seen it, I definitely seen it.
It was backlit, too, so you actually sparkled.
I think we're ready for round two.
All right, Joey, hold on. Let me get this going, and then you can round do this two? All by yourself, yeah. All right.
Well, I think that's the nice thing about the lollipop is that the handle is so long that you can go back and forth with it and actually works because it's not a small toy.
Exactly.
Thank you, Kelly.
Exactly. All right, Joey, I'm going in again. All right, so keep going. I'm going to come so fast, but go ahead. Tell me more of a story.